it is just the three of us.
Yes.
You know, our Tristan, he's just gone to, I don't know, like a temporary peace conference, maybe?
Building that bridge.
Building a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be back. He'll be back. But we have to talk about Dino Charge, episodes 11 and 12.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a Chase focused episode and a Coda /
Kendall
focused episode, right?
All characters I want to see focus on. Good, not Riley.
Right, you're an idiot. but I will have to say that these episodes, while they had their flaws, they weren't completely horrendous and make me want to, like, poke out my eyeballs.
They weren't a bunch of rushed mess of fights and nonsense like that. They were fun.
They didn't star a 1,500-year-old girl that was supposed to be Shelby's best friend. So, yes. You know, points.
They didn't star a girl that they found in a cave.
You mean 100,000 years ago?
Yes, yeah, who wasn't preserved by an energem.
So, yeah. But, yeah, let's start with the first. Well, okay. I mean, and I have to bring this up too because I just rewatched both of the episodes. So the connection, this whole thing about the Silver Ranger, he's out there somewhere and he needs the Ranger's help to find either the energem or help him or something. Very
help
vague.
Him stop the dark energem.
No, but
and
that's
get
the second
to, and
one.
Get to Earth.
That was the second one. The first, the episode 11 was, hey, I need your help because I'm getting weak and I need to find this and help me. And then it went into the second episode of like, hey, so dark energem.
Mm-hmm.
That's a thing. So
send me all the stuff about your Zords. Thanks, bye.
Yeah,
I need all the information.
Yeah, it's very obviously telegraphed that this is not the actual Silver Ranger. This is the evil one, and he's screwing with them or something like that.
Because, I mean, it just seems...
It's so vague.
Very vague and doesn't make sense, and nothing's adding up. And then, I'm sorry, Keeper, you said that there were 10 energems. And if you got all 10, you're straight. You're good.
Mm-hmm.
Where this 11th one came from, Dark Energem? Yes. Like, why are you trying to pull a Zordon and be like,
exactly.
Well,
thanks for withholding information until it's absolutely necessary. Sweet.
Well. Oh, yeah. And this Energem can affect the past, present, and the future. Oh, that would be something important to tell us.
That sounds like a pretty OP Energem.
Yes. If it's made from like the evil energy left after they made 10 good ones, like, good lord, that would, it's like 10 times as strong as one of them, or what? What's the deal? Like,
we don't know.
We should know these things. These things
doesn't want to say anything.
These things should be out in the open. Stop, you know, taking pictures and looking for cake and all that nonsense and do something.
Yeah, no, he doesn't want to do that. No. He just rather just creep around.
Remember when in the Shelby Folks episode, he's like, be honest with your friends. It's like, Keeper, follow your own advice.
Mm-hmm.
Lay your cards out on the table.
True. Okay.
Don't give me that lie of omission thing, Keeper. Come on now.
So that was like a major thing for him. It's like, this just seems really odd. I don't know. And then like his voice, and then the Silver Ranger's voice keeps changing from being worse to god awful. And I don't know.
And that's one of the things. Like, technically both of these episodes advance the plot, but they both do it like after the last commercial break, right before the credits. You get 1 minute of important stuff.
Well, in the second one, they address it in the first 30 seconds, and then they address it in the last 30 seconds.
Yes. So Ivan's like,
in the last minute.
Ivan's like, we should do something, Kendall. Cool. All right. Sweet. On to the plot.
Yeah, like, Kendall's just like, oh, yeah, you know, contacting other planets is really difficult. I'm like, you have that tech? Okay. You have the technology, apparently. Sure.
Yeah. By the way, Kendall, again, you have a large purple spaceship. Just throwing that out there. Could maybe, I don't know, do something with
maybe.
It.
But with the first episode, though, Chase and Kay, okay, I'm just going to throw it out. I like Kaylee. I liked her better in this episode than I did in her first episode, certainly.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
I thought her and Chase were adorbs, like, especially Chase bringing that the space food. That was cute.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, hey, I believe this relationship, unlike a certain other friendship that happened recently. Not to keep harping on that one, but this felt like a legitimate, awesome little relationship. And that episode
what anniversary, what they celebrating? What, their third month? Like, what are they third celebrating?
Mate. Yeah. Chase lasted more than a week with one girl.
And there you go. Hey.
But no, I've always liked the idea of like a ranger having some sort of relationship outside of the core team that we can come back to just once in a while. You know, they don't have to be, you know, a hanger-on or anything, but it's nice just to see that their world exists outside of their team and a guest star that never shows up again, you know?
And right. And it shows how their ranger life impacts their regular life too.
Yes. Like,
which I could appreciate. I mean, even though his, you know, excuses were a little flaky, like, you gonna leave me for a fish? I believe. Mm-hmm. Like, whatevs.
Yeah.
Whatevs. So, but yeah, I could appreciate that. Well, A, because I was like, wait a minute, who is she? Oh, right, that was the girl who liked the Black Ranger, and then she was acting all doofy, and yeah, okay, all right, I can get on board.
Mm-hmm.
And also, okay, also another super adorable Coda moment when he's trying to put together his spaceship and it's all up in his hair. And he's just like, mine doesn't look the same as yours, Chase. And they're all like, oh, Coda, we need to get you something more simple. I'm like, why would you let him get near that?
Like, and I still say that, like, one of the MVPs of the series is Brennan, because he doesn't have, like, an obvious character trait he can fall back on, like an Ivan or a Coda, which always makes what you're saying funnier. He just is himself, but whenever he's, like, under a spell or something like that, he always just goes for it, and it's just, it's friggin' fantastic. I love Brennan, because when you have to be the Red Ranger, you know, usually you just get the heroic, generic stuff. But he really can play the comedy when they ask him to, and I really like that.
Yeah, I love when he was under the spell, and he's like, I love the way you slurp.
Yes.
Like, he's so good at, like, little comedic moments. I actually think that Brennan is a better physical actor, that he's able to, like, just do wacky things. His regular acting is fine, but his physical acting is really mm-hmm. on point, really good.
Yeah, that was always the thing I liked in MMPR, too. Just, like, whenever you can get the Rangers under a spell and they can do something beyond the norm of their goody-good characters, it's always just friggin' fantastic.
Oh, yeah. And also, this week gets major points, this episode, I should say, because the monster is very unique and has a really interesting voice choice.
Mm-hmm.
I can't.
You can't? Just, you don't like it?
You didn't like crazy Audrey Hepburn voice?
I mean, it's like, hello, beautiful, I'm a beautiful.
But for powering, it's a unique voice. It's not just like, I'll get you, Rangers. It's like, oh, like, hey, they're trying something different, so I can appreciate
it,
that.
Yeah.
And then it was even worse when the girl and the monster switch bodies.
Oh, God.
Like,
oh,
yeah, but for once, they overdubbed a woman with a crazy voice, and it was, like, on purpose. So, that's a thing.
Hey.
I was like, oh, you like what I look? Oh,
hi.
Hey.
Oh.
It was a look.
Clutch my pearls. Oh.
The monster portions of this episode was a lot for me. Just a lot. Like, it was like Cassandra with the curio and the makeup, and then the monster, what a boyfriend!
And that's the thing that's amazing, is because every time, like, I watch a Super Sentai series, there's always, like, a handful of monsters that I'm like, okay, they're not going to use them when they get to Power Rangers. They just aren't. They're just too ridiculous, too nonsensical, that even for Power Rangers, they're going to skip them. But friggin' Dino Charge has used everything that Kyuryuger has to offer. Like, every little monster, it doesn't matter what they are, they somehow manage to find a reason to throw them in there. Like,
also,
this is the one. Like, real.
Apparently Vivix have genders now. Didn't know that was a thing. They just decided that it's like, oh, some of them are female, I guess. All right, sure.
Okay. And some of them really want boyfriends.
Yeah, and then it grew and you got a nice upskirt shot.
That was God. Stop. I wasn't so much into the fight with the guys at the start just to demonstrate the powers. I thought that was a little bit of padding, but, you know, whatever. I think the crowning moment of this episode is when Tyler is under a spell and Shelby is like, she just met him? What? And then she accidentally, quote-unquote, dumps the drink on him. Like, that was not an accident.
That was totes on purpose. No, I mean, like, yes, there were little moments like that where, I mean, it was obvious, like, oh, well, Shelby and Kendall, they're the ones handling the satellites and sectors and things, doing the smart stuff, and then send the guys to do the heavy lifting. You go and do
And
that,
build rocket
you know,
ships.
and you do that and handle with the lady monster, you know, so that they can like demonstrate the makeup thing. I mean, you know, I mean it. It wasn't bad. It really wasn't. Like I didn't think the episode. It's just to me, like I guess I'm kind of over things like with the ladies being super duper. Like, oh my gosh, this is weird, have to do with boys and this like makeup and everything
Well, at
is
least it was the
pink.
monster and it wasn't like one of the actual main characters.
Yeah, but like it's like the female ca like okay, the female villains, right? I mean, pretty much like 8 times out of 10 in Power Rangers, it's always something like extra feminine, like, oh my gosh, look at that. I'm, you know, like, can't you just be like a female
Well, she does have a giant pink heart on
monster
her.
and like just go for the gusto and be like really cool? Like, I
Like it
mean,
just
like,
happens,
and
like it
I'm
just
not talking.
happens to be a female monster, and they don't have to have anything specifically feminine about them.
Right, and I'm talking about mostly about the monsters of the day, right? Because we've had
Tanaya.
like, yeah, like we've had like really cool, strong female like arch and enemies or whatever. Like we've had that, so I'm not necessarily
Right.
talking about that. But like, yeah, like your monster of the day, like if it's like a female, that like there's always something prissy or something like, oh my gosh, I'm such a girl. Like I'm like, how come you can't just be
Yeah,
cool?
you can point to a lot of seasons where there's a female monster who messes with the boys' emotions or stuff like that. It's not a new
Now, part of
concept in the
that,
slightest.
part of it, and now they didn't necessarily have to do this, but part of this sometimes comes from Sentai too, where that's the footage they have, so they kind of have to roll with it. But in this case, they didn't necessarily have to. I mean, I still like the monster, but Lisa, you have a very good point.
So yeah, I mean that's that again, like I mean they if they really wanted to use this monster and they really wanted to use the footage, I mean they could have done worse, right? So, you know, it's just a thing that I'm just like, it's
I
fine.
did.
But go ahead.
No, I was gonna say what I did love was the whole like Kaylee sees Chase and like I like when the monster action affects the Ranger civilian lives and he thinks that
I
he's
mean,
messed up and I
but
thought that
you
was
know that
good
was
vision.
happening from a mile away, y'all.
Oh
As soon
yeah.
as they
Oh
said,
yeah.
hey, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, Chase, wink, wink,
And
I was like, you
also,
know what to do.
Phillip's there for no reason. Literally no
Yes,
reason. He's just like
yeah.
for footage, yes. But I do like the fact that Chase kind of like didn't want to hit on the girl because it actually showed a bit of maturity on his part that he was like, I'm a one woman man now. I'm a normal guy. I'm not a pig. But
And Phillip's like, the sooner you do this, the sooner you get back to your lady. He's like, oh, okay, fine.
oh, Philip. I feel like
And
I feel like they leave so much on the table with Philip. I think he could be a really fun
yeah.
character. Like there's no fixing James. Like he's a loser, whatever, nobody cares. But why? He sucks. He's creepy. He abandons his family. He does all the wrong things. The dad.
The Aqua Ranger, not James Davies. No, no, no.
No, 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 no.
Cool.
James, as in, yeah, Aqua Ranger.
As
Yeah,
in Tyler's dad.
he's a creepy looking dude. He abandons his family. He's never there. But like Philip, there's some stuff for Philip. Come on, he could be fun.
Well, that's the thing. He could be right up there with Ivan and Coda with just anything they do is like on point, on lock, great. He could be there and he could be doing stuff, but nah. But and also I did love the whole when Chase was like, "Oh man, I've ruined everything, but you know what? I'm still gonna fight you." And did, oh, and okay, the real thing that I wanted to bring up. I loved his overacting when he was flirting with
Oh
Beautiprul and the
yes.
girl's body. Huge, huge lips. God. I'm like,
Yeah.
hey, you know what? Like Chase has sort of been playing one note, like, hey, I'm a ladies' man. And now like we get a little bit more. Like we saw a little bit like with his sister where he was like, a kind brother, but now we get a little more comedy and I'm digging that.
Like, yeah, I've never disliked the character of Chase, but he was never my favorite. But throughout this season, he has, moved up on the depth chart a bit. Like he every time
He's
it's
had he has his
Yeah,
moments,
he's had
yeah.
a few focus episodes more than most actually, and he just but he's bringing it, and he does like I said before, same with Tyler, where he doesn't have the character trait to fall back on as much as the others do, and but so he still really hits it out of the park. So I appreciate him for that. He's fun, and again, he's not Riley, so that's good.
He's not keeper.
He's not keeper. Yeah, come on.
So, what's the deal with Heckle?
Guys? He's not doing anything.
Heckle got Lord, he got Lord Zedded. He really did. Yeah. Like, remember when he first showed up and he was killing people and scary and stuff, and now he's playing with makeup and taking away, you know, airplane tickets. So that's a thing.
Oh, we're gonna talk about that later. That was amazing.
Yeah. There's no, what you call it? There's no sense of urgency to follow him, like, and call him master. Like, you can just, like, sass him and then leave the ship. Like, I mean, he's going
to
do to
you. There's two eras of Heckle, and it's before and after his roofie pillows. That's how it goes. Before roofie pillows, he was amazing. After, he's a joke.
Well, see, now Sledge may as well still be alive because he's not doing anything unique or different. Like, if he was, you know, because with the dual Heckle and Snide, there seemed to be like, I have a plan to, like, be smart about fighting the Rangers. And Snide was more like, I don't care. I'm just going to murder them. And that's fine. That's great. But again, they've just been sort of sitting in a holding pattern with that character for now 10 episodes.
And hey, they finally shoehorned Snide back into an episode for a brief second.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, like before, yeah. Like, but then it's as if he wasn't there. Like, he's a disappointment. And or rather what they did to him was a disappointment.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, is like, we saw how good he could be. He has plenty of potential, and then they squandered. He's not like one of those characters where he just always sucked and you thought he could be better. Like, he had great moments. Mm-hmm. And now, just nothing. He's just humanoid Sledge.
Now he's just chilling up there with Jared Daishi being
please, child back.
Yeah.
This episode. Oh,
and she found out his identity, which I thought was nice. Well,
which puts him one step above Kelly, so that's good.
And the way that a lot of people in this season, both seasons, are finding out that they're Rangers, you know, and having to keep their secret. I mean, even the girl, right? Brittany or something?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she knows who they are now. Like, she's legit, like, you know, saw him pull out his piece, you know what I mean? To shoot the monster. Like, so it's like, all right, you Ranger too, okay.
Well, I mean, it's better than back in the day when they would, like, literally put their lives on the line to make sure nobody found out their identity. You know, like when, Cassie was trapped in the building.
That was dumb.
Where it's like, you are possibly going to die and let other people die just so one person doesn't find out your secret identity. Like, get over it. Like, it's okay if a couple people here or there that you trust figure it out. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah, and there haven't been that many people these past seasons, and by that I mean Dino Charge and Dino Supercharge, right? There was Dr. Runga, there was obviously Kaylee, there's, who else knows their identities? I guess this girl.
Brittany, Chase's sister.
Does she know? I mean, she saw him whip out the piece, but did she see them morph?
She saw them fighting and shooting things.
Yeah, that I definitely missed on that one.
She saw them fighting and shooting and things. Like, I mean,
she's like, pretty dumb if she didn't know this.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, she is from New Zealand.
Oh, wow. Oh, offense to our New Zealand fans.
I don't even know what that means. Just threw it up.
You are calling New Zealand people dumb and slow. Interesting, Jeremiah. So you can send your emails.
Take that, to New Zealanders, all of you out there. Anywho. Sure, there's a large New Zealand audience.
I like that Nana, she wasn't also like, oh, you should still care about me all the time, Chase. She's like, no, go do your thing. And he gets a little call and he runs away. Now, see, I don't think she's going to show up again, but wouldn't it be nice if she showed up and she was like, you know, trying to be like the super understanding girlfriend, you know, every single time he gets a call, she knows he has to go. But after a while, she's like, I know he has to save the world, but what about me? Like, not in like a selfish way, but in sort of like, I have needs too.
totally not gonna happen.
Yeah, she'll just get a token scene in the last episode when after they've won, if that.
Oh, that's a shame, because that could be a cool story. That'd be a nice little story.
Yeah, that's the one place they've never gone. People have found out the identity, but usually once they do, then that's kind of the bow on the story right there. So,
like, remember what was it, Jungle Fury, when Fran found out they are Rangers and there were zero consequences for it? Yeah.
Because
she had this whole thing about how she was wondering why they kept bailing out of work, and then she's like, "Aho, I found out who you are, Power Rangers." And then the next episode, she's totally fine with it.
Yeah.
Like, with no mention. I'm like, okay, sure, fine.
Yeah, now she's just not mad whenever they have to run off.
Exactly. Oh.
Yeah, overall, an episode that did a few
happen. No, I'm just saying, it's another one of those things where it's a very fun episode. It's very great in its own little bubble world, but we're still, like, you know, 3/4 of the way through the series, and you're... didn't do a ton to advance the overall plot.
You're still fooling around, basically.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, where you can have episodes of the day while having, like, B plots, like, and I'm not talking, like, 1 minute at the end of the episode. And if anything, this should have been done much, much earlier with all this, like, setting up Silver Ranger and all that goodness. And
yeah, it's fine. It just isn't very cohesive as, you know, the overall story.
Yes, especially if you're a person that kind of, if you watch the episodes back to back, then you're like, so why are we like forcing everything into this one particular episode? And then all the rest of these are just like taking their sweet time.
Just wait for next week, where we get Chase is determined to make to master a dessert recipe from New Zealand. Womp.
Let's talk about the catching of the rays. Let's do that. We can do that.
So we get our Coda episode, our Coda Kendall episode.
Yes.
Now,
okay, Jima. Who calls their grandmother Jima? What? What?
I think it's cute.
It's fine. It's better than Nano.
Hey, you stop that right now.
Come on, Nano was amazing. Beetleborgs.
I think it's cute. I've heard many different names for grandmothers, and Jima, I can get down with. Yo, G! What up, G? See, I'm like that. I like that Kendall showed more of an emotion than just mad and excited that she created a new thing. Like, I mean, to me, I'm just...
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was nice to see. And then, like, where is her grandmother from? Like, where was that accent from? I'm trying to pinpoint, you know,
it was New Zealand / America.
Yeah. I was from America, USA.
So, yeah. But the whole notion of the grandma coming in and want to, like, help her little, what is it, doodle bug?
Something like that, but it's good because it kind of explains
Jujube.
Yeah, that's candy. But it kind of explains, like, Kendall's overall attitude, the fact that she's very work oriented, trying to be impressive, do the best at everything, because her example is her grandma, who can friggin' do everything and would probably get on her butt if she didn't. Like, you know.
Yeah, so then so Kendall wanted to be independent herself, and we don't, yeah, so that's a good reason why she is. So we get a little bit of development for Kendall, or at least get to know a little bit more about her, which is nice, you know. It's, you know, this show loves to introduce parents and grandparents, and besides the glaring omission of Tyler's dad, all the plots have been pretty good.
Yeah, isn't that weird? We've seen multiple parental figures, but the one who is deemed worthy of being a ranger is the screw-up. Like, what is that?
One that was the longest carrying plot, and the setup and everything was building up to this monumental moment, was a complete and utter failure. Yeah.
So what we need to do is just get Keeper to switch the Aqua Energems from James to Shelby's dad.
To Jima.
Yeah.
Oh.
Shelby.
Come on now. I like Jima, but she ain't no James Galen.
Based on the footage, it would work.
That's true.
It would actually work.
Female Aqua Ranger, what's up, Jima?
Yes.
No, see, what happens is No, what happens is, like, we need a new Aqua Ranger. And, like, first Chase is like, oh, it could be Kaylee. And Shelby's like, what about my 2,000-year-old friend Aaron? And then Kendall's like, nah, I got somebody. Jima walks in. Like, what's up?
That would be, like, the perfect use for the 100 years after footage. Just get all of the parental units. Just get all of them together.
Oh, my God.
That would work so well.
Oh, my gosh. Power Rangers geatric unit. Okay.
Yes!
Amazing. Oh, I love it so much. It needs to happen right now. That's our special. Screw team-ups. That's what we want.
Screw Christmas and Halloween. Screw that. Screw that nonsense.
Oh,
the parents
God.
Of the Rangers.
Yes.
What was it called? What was that movie where, like, it was a bunch of old folks who were, like, was it Red? Was it?
Yeah, it was Red.
Where they, yeah, where they were, like, espionage stuff, like, all the,
yeah, but mad old. Yeah, yes, Red. Yes. Yes, so, oh, look, you're forever Red. Whoa!
Oh, yes.
Glorious. And then Albert can come back. It'll be great.
Yes, Albert. Male purple is used again.
So this episode wasn't just about Jima and Kendall, but it was also about Coda and his
grandparents. We can get Coda's grandpa skeleton and give him ranger powers.
There you go.
Skeleton, I like that.
4 years. Yeah, I
mean, Coda's adorable. You know, the little thing at the beginning with, like, oh no, that water snake. Like, I was like, oh, that's... Although, okay, Dino Charge has some weird cold opens before their opening themes. And sometimes, like, the cliffhanger of the cold open is really bad. This one was like, oh no, there's a water spraying at them. But I think the cake for the worst cold open in all of Dino Charge was, I think it was Chase's first focus episode where they're like, Chase, you left something on the grill. He's like, oh no! And then the opening theme starts. I'm like, guys, come on now.
Deadly Burger. Oh my
yeah,
gosh.
The water snake, cute. It's cute, but, like, all right, Coda, your English is getting a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're using, like, prepositions and everything. So, and you've been here a while. You know, there's some technologies that you're still getting used to, but you've been here a while. But
he's in that kitchen every day. Like, come on now.
You're there flipping burgers, doing this and that. And then they want to say, oh, this is the new faucet, right? So, like, you know, they want to, like, cover up, like, oh, well, this is something new. So, like, he'll be, like, freaked out about it. Ooh, water snake. And then why do you, I guess I know you like, on the faucet, because I've, you know, handled one of those before. You had the regular one and you got the turbo, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Broski, like, Tyler, you should know how to stop that. You're not a caveman. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're not, like, you're from here. Like, so you can go to the faucet and press the button to turn it off. It's okay. You can do it. You can do it. You're a big boy. So, I guess for me, these episodes, or Dino Charge in general, since they don't really have, like, a comedic, you know, duo that we normally get, like, these whole, like, comedic things that they try to, like, force for these characters, I'm just like, ugh.
I'm going to be honest. If you gave that water faucet to my mom, she wouldn't know what to do with it.
Well, yeah, but this is your mom.
I know, but she's not a caveman.
No, but I mean, but she's an older person, right?
Like, well, she can't even turn a computer on, so.
Well, see, it's, haven't we seen now that there's, like, a couple people for the Ninja Steel that, like, there are people cast that, we've already had more than one extra person cast, so we're like, all right, one of them's got to be the Sixth Ranger, but then there's another one. I'm like, oh, are they doing, like, more Sivad characters? Are they going to have them do jokes? Is that what's going to happen now? I don't know. That's just idle speculation, but it would be interesting if that was the case.
I still am begging for them to bring back a humanoid villain. Like, we need that. We just do. Like, an actual person.
And not
person.
Have them sit around.
Yeah, that does something. That's, like, there from day one. That's important. That has a role. Please, you know? Please?
Yeah.
That's all I'm asking.
Well, that's the thing here is that, and I wrote about this in my Den of Geek review, it's like the reason why Coda and Ivan work so well is because when they're wacky, it totally works. Because their characters set them up. Like, even, and they make episodes that might not be super great, like this one, they raise it up a little bit because their characters are so good and because their acting is so good. Like, the Ivan episode that happened before the long break where he, like, had to, like, pay for the suit of armor that he destroyed,
yeah.
That was not a great episode, but because it was an Ivan focus, it, like, went up, like, at least 2 points. But and here Coda does the same thing with his plot where, I mean, they go to the cave, they find the, and somehow the monster that his grandfather fought 100,000 years ago.
Let me tell you something. Look,
yeah,
bro,
let's talk about like, that. That was the first thing I thought of.
Bruh. So, again, this episode wasn't completely terrible, but what brings it down completely were the villains. Completely. There's no, don't tell me that this villain over here that's been trapped by some like mammoth like tusk and some rocks, and this thing coming out with like ice cream cone looking, pineapple looking,
inner tube,
surfboard dude looking, you know, life saving looking. No, no, with some English written on the surfboard. No, no, you can't. No, and then they this the female version, because you know they're twins. The female version goes up into the sky, and I'm thinking, oh snap. Like, this is going to be some, like, real, like, oh, my gosh, she's going to the sun. She's going to be, like, burning up some folks. Like, what's going on? People going to die. No, everybody's going to, nobody, everybody's going on vacation. That's the big baddie of, like, oh, this is the big superpower.
Well, okay, I will defend that and say this. If you think about the fact that it was, you know, millions of years ago, whatever, how many years ago it was, you had to constantly be moving, constantly be working just to survive, because you were always hunting, always doing gathering, stuff like that. So that technically would be completely crippling and potentially deadly to everybody in that scenario. Like, they don't have leisure time when you're a caveman.
Okay, how about you go to the sun and you magnify the sun?
Well, that's super death, yes.
It that you can like it increases the heat and it dries out the things and it makes things. I mean,
I'm just saying this is also super effective, heat. It's just more
but
of a
no,
slow, torturous heat, death.
But the super heat is not funny because we have to insert some wacky and
well, because
I was fine with the wacky,
yeah, because they wanted to use the Kyoryuger footage of them dancing around in hula skirts, so they had to stick with the original what the monster does.
And I did like at first Heckle was like, what the F is this power? What? Who are you? I can't even. And then he's like, oh, wait, because they're all vacationing, I can go steal their energy gems. Because
yeah,
that's been at least. No, sorry, you go.
I was going to say, I was less offended by what the monster did and then more the little things like the monster just saying, oh, my power doesn't affect us because it doesn't. You know? Just,
doesn't affect monsters because.
Yeah.
Oh, and because, also, I guess if you wear a hat, you're fine.
Yeah. Like,
well, okay, well, yes, I mean
that irritates me far more than what the actual thing the monster does is, because well, monsters, I mean, quite frequently monsters do ridiculous crap. Like, it's not a new concept. It's just like, and again, it gave the Rangers a reason to be silly and with their acting. Like, I'm okay with what they did because you can logic out why it's deadly. My problem is when you have holes like why it doesn't affect the bad guys, stuff like that.
Well, I know, no, that didn't bother me, because like there are a lot of things that like monster spells, like, you know, affect only humans and not the monsters themselves. That didn't bother me. The part that does bother me is that we've gotten episodes back to back where like Rangers, oh, you gotta be wacky, oh, you gotta do that. Like, can you just give me some straight up like really good episode instead of having to insert every sort of wacky idea, you know, on these like they can be comedic, whoop-de-doo. Like, how about like comedic when I actually can laugh with you instead of at you? Like, I'm just done.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying there, where it's like, the problem is this sort of like keep putting people under spells, and it's like, can they just be funny as themselves?
Well, yeah, it's another one of those things where it's good on its own as one, but when you look at the grand scheme of things, it's like, okay, you're kind of belaboring the point, you're kind of doing the same thing over and over again, you're not focusing on the bigger picture, that sort of thing. I get, like, because like I enjoyed the montage of like Poisandra and Kirio trying to keep up with them on their vacation.
That was great.
And like, and then like Riley trying to act stoned, and then Ivan being like, oh, you're fencing, blah blah blah, like that's fun. Like, I enjoy that stuff.
By itself, and yes, if it doesn't have to do with anything, I mean, this sounds like we're talking about SPD. By itself,
yeah,
it's insular from anything else, mm-hmm, fine. But, like, you know, we came from an episode before where there's some wacky. An episode before there was some wacky. An episode before, but I'm like, I'm done. And then this one to top it was like wacky all the time. Like it was just like, oh, we just gonna be wacky, you know? Like, you know, like okay, with Tyler, right? When he was the episode before where he was under the spell or whatever, and he had this cute moments of being in love. Okay, that's fine. Like little moments, but geez, this is like times five, man. It was just, I mean, and then Poisandra, Kirio, they're like, all right, we're gonna go steal the energy gems, because and then they're like, wait, we're gonna have fun too. Oh wow, this is hard. Having fun is hard. And
that was awesome. Poisandra and Kirio, great. I loved them trying to go on vacation. Yes. Okay, them at whatever, skipping ahead, them at the end. I love the vacation thing where Poisandra and Kirio, they're like, we're going to go to Hawaii. And Heckle's like, no, you're not. You're going to clean the ship. They're like, but what about our tickets? And he just sends Vivix instead. And I'm like, that is amazing and hilarious.
See, that wouldn't work in real life. I looked at the ticket. It said Poisandra on it. They ain't going to let you on the plane, Vivix. They ain't going to do it.
Exactly.
Where's your ID?
Exactly.
Yeah, could you imagine them going to the airport? Yeah. Imagine a bunch of Vivix rolling up to the airport. We're like going up, and then like they come up and they're like, "ID, please." And like, yeah. sir, we're gonna have to ask you to take off that mask and just in like Vivix ease or whatever. They're like, "We can't do that. This is what we look like."
Stand in the body scanner. Oh, you have no genitals. That's a thing.
Do they? They're no women and men Vivix. Oh, hey.
You're
going to tell them apart by their lipstick.
So I just, man, I don't know. Like, and then like, all right, yeah, the hula skirts. I'm just like, boo, bro. And then like, and then you know, you still had the chick who's up in the sun, you know, giving down the vacation rays. But then like, you can wear a parka and be fine because light doesn't hit any. Doesn't.
Yeah, how does light work? It was like it reminded me of that Megaforce episode where they're like. The shadows, don't just stand under a tree and you'll be fine. It's like, well, wait, no, wait. If he can steal the shadow, he can just steal that. F it, who cares? That's something. I'm like, oh, you just hold something.
Physics. Who needs that?
Who Science. Needs, although, okay, also, another favorite moment from this episode was when all the people in the Dinobite Cafe are, like, on vacation, and Jima brings that guy some oatmeal. It's like, I didn't order oatmeal. She's like, well, it's better for you. I'm like, Jima, I don't care.
So wait a minute.
Did you like the part where they made dinosaur puns right before that for no reason?
Oh my goodness, yeah.
This vacation is excellent.
Oh my god.
Like, why? Well, why are you vacationing at a museum? Get out of there. That's not
hey,
your
vacation. Stop that.
But how was it with Jima? Like, so did she just never leave from an inside? Like, everybody else is, like, partying, and she's...
Mm-hmm. Well, she's...
Wait, or does it not affect old people? Like, is there a thing?
She didn't go outside. I would assume that she just stayed say.
She's an old person. She doesn't go anywhere. She just wants to be near her family, so they will listen to her, tell her stories.
Look, if I was that customer and she brought me oatmeal, I'm like, yo, I don't care if this is healthy for me. Bring me what I wanted. This is not like I'm serving you whatever, you know? Come on now. Come on now, Jima.
Anybody got time? Yeah, I just, okay.
I want a burger with sparklers in it right now. Pronto.
I mean, one of the funny moments that, I mean, even though it was kind of dumb, but when Coda is like, you know, Jima brings the big old, like, what looked like a power coin lens, but whatever, like from the actual movie that's coming out. Like, oh, wait, she brought a power coin? Wait, this is the tie-in? Wait, anyway. But no, she brought in a lens or something. And she's like, oh, you could put it on your exam. Baby, like, Kendall's like, no, like, we don't have space. Okay, so whatevs. But later on, Coda was just like, oh, no, wait. I know what this is. Like, bro, like, take me to my house. And they go to his house. They're going through. And they're talking about his grandfather. And you can't cross the rocks, you know, because you can't go past this part of the cave. They do it anyway because, you know, kids. And all of a sudden when they're removing the tusk or what have you, you know, I'm just like, oh, look, oh, it's fine. You go ahead. And then, like, the thing comes out. It starts to come out. And he's like, oh, no, maybe we should
put it back.
Put it back.
And by the way, when they were in the cave, they made yet another poop joke. They love their poop jokes in Dino Charge.
Oh, the mammoth poop thing, yeah.
Really all about
that poop. All about that poop.
No.
So but there, again, there are moments in this episode that are adorbs, and then moments that make no sense. No sense. So
I enjoy the fact that they were still under the spell, but they morphed and just like, whatever. Screw it.
and Coda was like, "Oh no, everything's fixed." Oh no, it's not.
Oh wait, no. Oh, they're still screwing around. Oops. Love it. Love it.
Yeah, but they need to put more trust in not only the actors but the characters to not keep putting them under spells and to actually just have. I mean, we're going to talk about this in a minute with the comics, right? And obviously it's easier with the comic, but those characters have conflict with each other and they're able to get drama out of it. And I'm not saying we need to have characters yelling at each other every 5 minutes in Dino Charge, but you need to do things with your characters, man. Like make them grow and change or just use them. That's the problem is Ivan and
Well,
Coda get all the best lines because
yeah.
they have something unique to comment on in every situation.
Because like I still think about it. The episode that I really enjoyed was the one where like Chase was making fun of Shelby for liking the NZ Boys,
Oh my
which get
gosh, did they
played,
play the
yes.
ending? Which they
They
did, right?
did. But like the fact that they had like genuine conflict, like stuff like that, like it's okay to do that. And I actually remember that episode well because you had actual conflict that was resolved in a rational adult way that made sense to kids. You know,
And
like that's
it was a
cool.
lesson, and it was a good lesson. The whole thing about saying, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings, but I did. I'm sorry.
Exactly. Like that's a good sort of like lesson that sometimes is actually a little more evolved than some of the type of lessons the show does typically give. Like it's a good thing to have, and you kind of lose that when you're a show like this or like previous seasons where everybody's always happy and they never have a problem whatsoever, and it always takes a spell for them to ever have any conflict. Like it's real. Like I mean, heck, even going back further than that, that's like what we liked so much about Dino Thunder when it started. Like it was just like MMPR, where you have a bunch of kids that are from different like social groups, but like they don't actually like each other. They don't automatically become best friends. Like it's realistic that they have nothing to do with each other until they're forced to be together. Like
And they had that a little bit at the start with Riley and Chase, where Chase was like, "Oh, Riley, you're logical all the time. I don't like you." And I was like, "Oh, and that's gone because they became friends."
more than friends.
Hey,
I don't know,
come
like
on, hotshot.
I mean Riley did have a cool moment where like the monster they like monsters are shooting at them, dude. They're shooting at him and he shoots mine, and I was just like, yeah, cool,
Yeah,
cool.
he's
He's just
white
white
girl
girl
wasted.
wasted.
Yeah.
Oh,
Just, oh, what? Oh, cool. I'm so drunk right now, man.
I mean Riley for me, Riley has improved for me. Like it, he had he's not like bottom of the barrel
Well,
anymore.
who
I
is?
mean he's not like my favorite, but you know he's
Someone's got to be at the bottom. Who else would it be?
James.
Oh, that's true. That's true. James.
mean that's easy,
Yeah. Wow.
but I mean but like he really has been pretty okay. Like I don't have any like, oh my gosh, Riley is just taking up my space, you know? So that's the thing, and that's the thing with this show is like, overall, I don't really dislike any of the core Rangers. You know,
Yes.
like it's because really James. But
Yeah.
I don't dislike any of them. So I just want to see more of them that is not just, hey, let's shoehorn them being wacky because like we want to match some footage or something. Like I think they're a little bit, I think they're better than that. So
Yeah, def.
well
Yeah,
yeah, I
like no one
mean
this season. It's not like back in like Jungle Fury or whatever. I'm like, Theo sucks. Theo sucks forever. Theo's the worst. Or like other seasons where I'm just like, oh, like all the Mystic Force characters except for Xander. Like nobody. I don't dislike. There are ones that are like more than others. Obviously, like Ivan in this episode when like I think it was Fury was trying to get his energy, and he's like, "You want the energy? You?" I'm
I know
like,
you want to. Yes, you
"No."
do. Yes, you do. Want to. Yeah, adorbs.
Yes.
Adorbs.
But I don't.
Also, bring back Jima. Jima for life.
All the parents, bring them back.
Bring like all the grand and non or regular.
Yes. If you are related to a ranger, you're probably cooler than the ranger. Bring you back.
Except for Jace.
Well, yeah, that's That's unfortunate. The Navarro gene pool is shallow.
No, see, James should come back, and he's like having like a heart to heart with the other Rangers, and he's like, yeah, and that's when I left my kid and my wife for 10 years, and they're like, what, why? He's like, oh, I was doing it to protect them. He's like, you could have just sent him a letter, dude, and they just like rip into him.
Yes. Because I thought there was a monster out there and I couldn't do anything about it except, be a ranger. But beyond that, I had to run. Ugh.
Yeah.
Just
No. Yeah,
like,
no.
I'm sorry, like Dino Charge, I don't care how you turn out in the end, you're probably gonna be one of the middle of the road to better seasons, but there is no forgiveness for the way you handled the Tyler's dad storyline. None. I don't care how it turns out.
And speaking of how it turns out, like, you know that, like, because it's a Jed Lynn finale, it's gonna get like real serious. Not like ungodly dark or whatever, but like it's gonna get real epic real quick, and it's gonna be like, I mean, I'm sure over the next couple episodes we're gonna get development and like things are actually gonna start building to the finale, because that's what Judd does.
We
Are
I
we?
mean
I mean, that's how Jed
sure.
Lynn usually works.
This is episode 12, and two of these episodes in this season have to be clip shows, so
Well,
we've
those
got
are ex
eight.
those are extras. It's 22.
No, that's what I'm saying. So we have eight. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's 20. I'm
Eight
thinking 22, so
regular
eight.
episodes, including the Great Bake Off next week.
The Great New Zealand Bake Off.
Yes. So seven really to act.
Seven.
Well, that's the thing, is like we were talking about with the footage and using the Rangers, like that's the thing, is they've used every ounce of Kyuriger footage they could, but that also includes the fact that they have not used the main villain. Like, they've cut around all of that footage of him existing.
I'm gonna guess that Singe's master is definitely the Kyuriger head villain,
Well,
for sure.
we know they're using him, and we know they're going to eventually use the evil version of Torin,
He's
so.
probably the Silver Ranger.
And the actual main villain, the main final villain in Kyuriger, is neither of them. So there's a lot more characters to get through here.
Whoops, but it's okay. You
In eight
know, leisure
episodes.
monster, vacation.
Something dark energy, whatever. Kill you all.
That
Some,
dark
something
energy,
about
that's
kill you
so
all,
dumb.
or I don't know, or
Just
death.
that dark energy is so dumb. I just can't. It's
So
dumb.
should we rate the episodes? Should we rate these two episodes?
Yeah, we're doing it. We're doing it. I don't even know what to rate them. Like, I really
It's weird
don't.
because, yeah, because I want to, on one hand I'm thinking about them as just regular episodes, on the other hand I'm thinking about the fact that they're dragging their feet with the overall story. So I'm
And
like,
then I'm thinking about the previous episodes when I rated them.
yeah. Like, I
Yeah,
mean,
you rated that Riley episode with his brother like a three, right?
I did.
Like,
That's unfortunate.
neither of these episodes are bad, so I'm definitely not giving them ones or twos, but they're definitely
Right.
not fives.
Then, but I think, for me, Okay, look, the Riley episode, which I do not regret giving it a three because it was, even though it was a lower three. I also think that these two episodes are a three as well because, I mean, they had their flaws. I mean, like, the Chase one was a better three than this one,
Oh.
the Dakota one. I don't know. They're just different kinds. Like,
So no no no.
there's
So so
nothing
so the
high,
Riley
high
the
three.
Riley was the weak three, the Coda was a three, and the Chase was a strong three.
Yes.
Because it's,
Times like these, I wonder why we didn't go to a 10 system. If we could do Tristan's like letter grades, it would be very easy.
See, he had the knowledge. We made fun, but he was
B
a
pluses all
super
around.
blazer.
Yes.
I mean, because like, there's nothing.
Then I can give.
These two episodes, they're not fours. They're just not. They're just not. Like, it's just because it, you know why? They're not fours because of how late we are in the season. Like, to me, like, I'm just like, you can't just shoehorn a little bit of like development plot. Development like at the beginning and the end, not say anything about it at all, period, for the whole middle. Like you can't. Like you can't. This is no, you can't. This is no. You know, three. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, so you don't think these episodes can be fours. Okay, first episode's a four. It is. I liked it so much. I had so much fun with it. I love the Kaylee Chase stuff. I just really enjoy the crap out of it. I think when they try to be funny, they were. I don't think they had to lean too heavy on the Coda and the Ivan to be funny. I do agree that they're very sloppy with how they're handling the Silver Ranger stuff by just jamming it in there at the end. So in the grand scheme of things, it is failing in that respect. But as a standalone episode and just how much I enjoyed watching it and just, I don't know, it's definitely a four for me. It's not an awesome four, knock it out of the park four, but it's a four. And the second episode's a three, solid three. Again, lots of good comedy, lots of bad logic with the monsters and the villains, and I still just can't stand how Heckle is useless. But again, standalone, it's a fine episode, but for the overall Dino Charge, they're just not bringing it together in the way that they should be with only 8 episodes left.
I would say the first episode, do I want to stick with the grade I gave it on Den of Geek? I'm gonna stick with that. I'm gonna surprise people out there. I'm giving the Chase episode a five
Oh,
Jesus, tap
because
dance. I'm
oh my
leaving.
gosh,
I'm leaving.
you
I'm
because and I'll
leaving.
tell you why. I'll tell you why, because I love when Power Rangers does romance of some kind and doesn't completely botch it. And I thought that the romance here was really nice. Like it's certainly not Ethan and Cassidy. Like, let's not lie to ourselves. But I thought that it was really solid and it was really fun. And I liked the monster. And it was just a solid episode. It was a solid episode. The Coda one, three.
How much money? How
How?
much money did James Davies pay you?
How?
How much?
How is okay, and somebody needs to turn off their phone. How? Like, how on earth? How? I mean, at the very least, how?
Seamus, why are you
It
always
was a.
laughing?
Why am I? No, I really like this episode. I really like this. I
I
really
did
like the Chase
too. I did
episode.
too, but five?
Five?
Yeah, dude, whatever, man. I gotta give something a five.
Why?
Oh, is this like your requirement? Your
No, it's not a
requirement for
requirement.
fives?
It's not a requirement, but I had much more fun with this. When I was watching this episode, I had a smile on my face the whole time. I did not like look away from the screen. I didn't look down and be like, "Oh, is this episode over yet?" Like, I was just sitting there and I'm like, "Dude, this is a fun episode." I was fine with it and I had a great time.
Forgot what I gave the premiere. Do you remember what you gave the premiere, Jeremy? Like the premiere of like actual Dino Charge, not this
It was
crap
either a
Super
four or
Charge.
five.
I think I was either four or five too. Like I think I was a four. You know, I was trying to be like modestly. I think I gave a four,
Probably.
right? And that was a darn good episode.
Yes.
Okay, like looking back on it, I'm just like, you know, I would have probably, you know, but like, so like when I don't know, I don't know about y'all, but I like to save my fours and fives for like really good stuff. Okay,
This was
not
really
just
good for
like,
me.
hey, so I didn't get bored and my face was frozen to in a sort of smile.
Well,
Okay,
clearly one of you has overrated this episode, one of you has underrated it. That's all I'm
well,
saying.
also I should say that if I could retroactively go back, I would give the James Galen episode like 100 out of 5. So just gonna
Oh
throw that out
yeah,
there.
I agree. That's one of, if not the best episode.
The greatest episode.
I think me giving it a four was just fine. Like, let's not get carried away,
Nah,
you guys.
nah.
He can't just, I mean,
He
granted,
can't carry
yes,
an
I would
episode.
like to him for it to carry the whole show, that'd be great. But however, it needs to have other characters making sure that the episode is not complete trash. Yeah, no, five, I can't.
Yeah.
I'm shocked. I'm not shocked with Jeremy. Like, he usually like is all like a little bit over the top with his
Comedy. I love the
great
comedy,
editing.
though.
Yeah,
Seamus,
you like that crap, so.
you are a man of mixed emotions right now.
I'm
God,
sticking by it.
wow.
Sticking
Okay.
by it.
That's wow. Okay. You know, that's a All right. So, we gonna move right along, y'all, 'cause you mentioned it, I think Seamus mentioned or hinted at it while we were talking about the episodes, but there were some Ninja Steel like rumors, news or whatever, that there was this other character.
Rumors.
Tremors, that there was this other character, and oh my gosh, what is his name? Chris something. What did I?
Violet.
Chris Bailey. Chris Bailey. Oh, going back to the show. Do 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 do. Yeah. So, Chris Reed, he put on his Instagrams, right? Like, and this is what about almost a week ago at the time of this recording. So he's like, "And this is happening." And oh yeah, it's a picture of the Power Rangers Ninja Steel logo, right? He says, "And this is happening tomorrow. I'll be on my way to join the cast of Power Rangers in New Zealand. Words cannot describe how excited I am for this. Hashtag bags are packed. Hashtag let's do this. Hashtag Ninja Steel. Hashtag relocate.
Like too many
Hashtag Rangers.
hashtags.
Hashtag Power Rangers. Hashtag oh yes. Hashtag loving life."
Oh yes. That's a hashtag you're busting out?
Yes.
Friggin' Megatron.
So now remind me, is this guy white? Is he white? Did
He's
we break
super
the
white.
streak?
Yeah, he's super dupes. He's super
Well, and
Aw,
that's
damn.
what we said is that if you're gonna have a cast that's this diverse, and then we know from the Ninja that Star Ninja as a friggin' cowboy supposed to be from America, that's the way you kind of juxtapose and really accent that part of his character, make everybody else some form of minority, and then he's super white Yankee cowboy man. So, I mean, it works. It makes sense. It's fine, I guess.
And some other dude was talking about it, right? Like some other white guy was like
Really? Oh,
being
there
like,
he
"Oh,
is.
I'm going to New Zealand." Yeah, some other guy.
What's he,
I don't remember
that
who it
guy really? Who?
was. Is he a rugby
Oh, well,
dude?
that'd be really helpful if you remembered who the other guy was.
I don't remember. Shoot.
Very helpful. So, but yeah, I mean, so we don't know what he's gonna be. We have no idea. No
But good
idea
to
if
know that
he's
they're
gonna.
getting if he's going to be the Sixth Ranger or not, but it's good to at least have some other character. If he is the Sixth Ranger, they're getting him in early, which is good.
Yes.
Right.
Well, they have to. I mean, like in Ninja, he shows up ridiculously early, like episode
But
six or
still,
seven. So, yeah.
they seed him in early. They'll do their Trent thing. Well, he'll show
Well,
up in episode
I was
three.
gonna say, God forbid they do like a Cam or a Trent and actually have him there in episode one. Like,
Well, to be fair, they did that with Kendall in this season, so.
yes, true. And she's made great usage of her ranger since then.
To be fair, some of that is the footage. To be fair, some of that is the footage. The Purple Ranger does not do a whole lot in Kyuriger.
You don't get to say that when all they do in Dino Charge is make new footage.
Yeah,
Like,
they
that's
do.
their
That's
thing.
fair. That's fair. That's
Tons
fair.
of new footage. Like, come on now.
Yeah, that cockpit alone. So, yeah, but yeah, so we'll see. I mean, he ain't a bad looking white dude. You know what I'm saying? So, we'll see what happens. I guess they have to have at least one, if he's a ranger. But anyway,
Now
so
he's
that
the
was.
I was hoping they would get like a super pale ginger dude or something, like really accent it. Come on. We haven't had a ginger guy in forever.
Well, there's only one in our hearts.
Me?
And that's and that is what's his name?
You love him
No,
so much. His name is Nick Sandman.
I wasn't I was trying to think of
It's Nick Sandman.
the guy he voiced.
Sentinel Knight?
Sentinel Knight he voiced?
Yes.
Yeah. There you go.
And random monsters since.
Yeah, who cares about that? But Sentinel Knight. There's only one. So, but yeah. Yeah, so let's move right along. Let's move right along, shall
You can't
we?
remember specific names from the greatness that is Overdrive?
Girl, bye.
Shocking.
Girl, bye. We are moving right along to talk
Man, Jer,
about
why are you
the.
throwing all that shade? You need to stop throwing all of that
The.
shade.
Hey.
Why? Can we just get up to there? Can we
No,
not
we
just.
can't. We can't. We can't.
What are you talking about? That is my typical white person vernacular that I use all of the time.
We're talking about the MMPR comic issue six,
Yes.
okay? And these two fools just want to just run over the joke. Just cram it down your throat. These
What joke
two
are you
white
speaking of?
guys want to do
I
that.
saw
What
no.
joke?
I just saw a typical Valley girl speaking like a typical Valley girl speaks as a white person in the year 2016.
Anyway, you guys are so horrible, but whatever. I'm going to start from the beginning, because that is what the people want to hear, and not just running over a joke. Okay? Issue 6, stuff gets real, actually. Stuff gets really, really real.
Yes, realest possible talk.
So, the Black Dragon, or Black Dragon, whatever you want to, Black Dragon, I am Black Dragon. Like, okay. Mm. Like, you look kind of look like a shark to me, but whatevs. Like,
well, I mean, that kind of really explains his origins pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I bet you have something to do with Zack and Tommy. I bet you do. I'm just throwing that out there.
Just have, yep, a little bit. You're black and drag, yep, okay. Yeah, a lot of stuff happens in this issue. And I guess the first question I want to ask is, what do you guys think of this new character, Black Dragon?
Well, he kind of looks like the Fear Cats. Like, he's got that sort of design.
Yeah, well, he's got a little bit of that. There's a little Guyver-esque-ness in there, especially the face and the armor. And I like that, you know, he talks to them and his power set is really good, and he owns them completely. They have zero chance. He almost blows off their helmets. I love when they go all like semi-helmetless. So I dig him.
Their suits.
Yeah, they're really illustrating the fact that he's not just a villain, he's someone that is in some way connected to their actual powers. Like, he messes with them on that level that most villains don't. Which obviously explains his origin somehow, something to do with Tommy and Zack, something to do with the fact that he can tap into the morphing grid.
He almost rips off Tommy's shield for the cloth piece of crap it is.
I love that. I love that so much. He's just like, let's make you less special. Boom. Rip that off. Love it.
House of the Book, poor House of the Book. It's just
so right.
Funny. Oh, those kids are going to be disappointed when they can't get their library books. So sad. But
yeah, I mean, this guy, he's like legit, like really overpowered,
mm-hmm.
and makes you want to be like, crap, like. What's going on? What's happening to my people?
Yeah, like, I mean, the most of this issue is the fight itself, which is cool because it's some great visuals. But I like the fact that, like, okay, so the Rangers have to struggle just to escape from him. But, of course, he captures somebody. And I like the fact that they captured Billy, because Billy already has this sort of inferiority complex we touched on in earlier issues. So for him to be the one captured, I hope they actually play that up in the future. That, you know, he's the one that couldn't get away while everybody else could. And he's the one that gets his morpher stolen. So, you know, like, it actually gives like, credibility to his fears about himself.
And the fact that they steal him, they all freak out.
Yeah.
They're like, Kimberly, what happened? I don't know. I'm like, girl.
Well, and it also,
you have one job. Yeah,
and it also illustrates that even if Billy himself doesn't fully realize it, how important he is to the team, because they go, you know, to wherever in the command center that they are now, and it all, they have to, you know, figure out the technology, and it's like, oh crap, Billy's not here. Crap.
You mean the pocket dimension?
Yeah, pocket dimension, whatever. Yeah, whatever you want to call it. But it's like, oh, Billy's not here. We're screwed. Broken Alpha. Love it.
Holy crap.
Yes. It's one thing, you know, like back in the day when Tommy would stick his sweet, outdated disc in Alpha's back.
His 3,000 hours for AOL.
Yes. Stick the AOL disc in him. But now it's like straight up just decapitated. Amazing.
Yeah. So, like, you know, there's this whole big battle and things and whatever and what. And the Rangers are in their pocket dimension trying to figure out, you know, what's going on. Mm-hmm. And Kimberly's asking Tommy, like, look, all right, you've had a lot of crazy dreams, hallucinations, all this stuff. Anything you want to tell us? Anything you want to remember? Maybe something? I don't know. Maybe about this thing? This black dragon? And then he was like, oh, right. Yeah, Scorpina. You know, she said that. Something about some, like, crystal and some green chaos energy. And then Zach's like, hold up, bruh.
Another Zach Tommy fight.
Bruh.
And then like, Kimberly.
Maybe you could have said something. Maybe. And then you don't know anything else. Like, dude, I don't know, right? So let me get to the panel. First, let me just peel back the curtain just a little bit, okay? So when this issue came out first, and I was wondering why Jeremy kept asking me if I had read it. I'm like, no, I didn't get to. You know, I've been busy. He's like, no. Have you read it yet?
Yes.
Right? And I'm like, no, I haven't yet. So I'm like, okay, fine. I'm going to read it now, right? I read it. And I'm just going to read. Just going to have a little reading, right?
Story time.
This is near the end of the little story time. Ahem. So this is where, let me go back to a panel before, right? So Zach is like, and that's what happened. And that's what opened the portal. Tommy's like, yeah, Zach. So this dragon thing is tied to you somehow? And Tommy's like, somehow. And Zach is like, but you have no idea how. And he's like, no, Zach, I don't, right? So then you got Kimberly in between Zach and Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
Arms stretched out. Oh my god, if you guys don't chill out, somebody's gonna slip on the testosterone and break their neck.
I actually like that line.
Right, I'm thinking, alright, she's telling them what's happening, what's going on, you need to chill, alright.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to be friends, and right now, one of our friends is in trouble. I'm like, alright,
okay,
yes.
Fair enough,
okay.
Good point. Get him back on track.
Right? So rather than everybody throwing shade, why don't we focus on how we're going to save him? And then the panel after that, Zach's like, yeah, sorry, you're right. Tommy's like, yeah.
Yeah, Zach should be saying, why don't we focus on what you just said?
It's so like, Kimberly, why aren't you sorry for what you just said?
Let's pump the brakes and go back to that.
Pause for right. Okay, say now Kyle Higginson's the writer, right? He's the writer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm gonna talk to Kyle.
Uh oh. Kyle, you're gonna talk to.
I'm gonna talk to you, Kyle. Now, I understand that when I'm not even going to invoke the race thing here. I'm not. I am going to invoke the part in which it is the age thing. Like, I understand even us, two of us are in our 30s. Like, we're trying to learn the lingo of the kids, right? You're trying to learn how the kids talk. Mm-hmm. And, with the Snapchats and their filters and whatevers. And you try to learn how to be like the kids.
And Harambe.
To pour out one for Harambe. You know, trying to, like,
Morphers out for Harambe.
Trying to catch up on the memes and the things.
Here comes that boy.
You know? And so I get it. And I understand you wanting to do your research and really kind of figure out lingo that is current for 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Understood. However, now I have to involve the race. Okay? This is where the race comes in. My white people, you have to learn what our lingo means. Like, you just do. That's not throwing shade. First of all, I'm not even that mad about her saying it. It's that she doesn't say it in the right way. That is not throwing shade. People who are visibly angry with each other and fighting with each other, that is not called throwing shade. Right? That is straight up not shade. It is straight overtly two people being angry with each other.
That's Ovaltine.
Throwing shade. Yeah, well, yes, we've come up with a term, like, if you're not throwing shade, it's Ovaltine, but whatever. Like, people are not gonna get it. Only, like the five of us here is gonna get it. What I'm saying is that this is not shade. Okay? This is not even close to shade. So please, my white people,
Well,
please stop trying to use lingo that you don't know how to
here's my
use.
question. As a white person inappropriately using the slang, doesn't that actually make her character more accurate? Because it's a white person saying it wrong?
But then Zach is supposed to correct her, yo.
Well,
Check your yo
again,
chick.
to be fair, Lisa, you did have to explain to Zach's actor what on fleek meant. So that is a thing.
I would have loved if the comic just like everything stopped, everything turned into a super cartoony style, and Zach was just like, wait, what?
Huh? Just do the anime face.
I mean, here,
Yeah, like Avatar.
I mean, to me, it's just like, oh my gosh. Like, I know that this seems so nitpicky. I understand. However, this issue in itself was so, like, viscerally, like, oh my gosh, like, I'm going through it with these rangers, and oh my goodness, all this stuff is happening to them, and who's this black dragon, and what's
Yeah.
going on? And all of a sudden, this one panel just completely takes you out of it because.
Not even one panel, one word bubble in one panel. Just.
It was just like, no, that's not throwing shade. Stop it. Just stop. Like, I mean, it's just like, and it, you know, it was not just, and not just Kyle, y'all. You know, there's a lot of people who just don't know what shade is. So now they're just trying to use the term shade for everything. Like, oh, as if it's a diss, right? Like, yes, it's a type of diss, but it's you're it's not an overt diss, okay? The shade would be I'm reading this comic and you know I'm wondering maybe you know whenever we gonna just get some black people to write something.
Now,
See, that's
now
shade.
all the Rangers need to just start speaking in slang and memes, and Trini needs to go Ermagerd per Rangers. All that good stuff. Do it.
Yeah, you know, like Zach rolls up and Jason's like, here come that
Zach on a unicycle.
And then here's
No,
my
and
thing,
they
right?
have a panel of Jason clenching his fist.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, stop.
Oh, I want to see Grumpy Tommy.
But here's my other thing too, and I'll end the conversation here. I mean about this here is that so okay, Kai wrote it, right? But then there's editors. Do you see what I'm saying? So my thing with Boom is like, y'all don't got nobody black to kind of read this and be like, bruh, that yo, that's not what that means. Bruh,
Need an
like
editor to check it for blackercy.
yeah,
Is it
yeah.
blackcurrant?
Like
Is it blackcurrant?
exactly, like, you know, this comic, this issue, like, you know, if we were rating it, I mean it would be, you know, a regular rating would be a 5 for but blackcuracy would be a one.
A negative two.
This is no. And I don't want to like harp on it,
Because it
but
is one panel, ultimately.
one bubble in a
Yes,
panel.
in an otherwise pretty fun issue.
Yeah. And yes, and there was like another panel where like, oh, look, the Rangers are cussing. Ooh, they said hell. Woo. You know?
I
But
agree.
I wish I'm just like, all right. I mean, I guess they wouldn't normally say that, but I'm like, you know, it's a thing. But then this came up. I'm just like, bruh, come on. No. Let's not do this. Let's not do this. Let's not go on this. Let's not start this where like you just don't know, or nobody at Boom was like, "Oh no, that's not what shade means." Because like, come
They
on,
probably don't
you have
know.
to have somebody, anybody black at Boom, anybody, just anyone, just ask and you and then the black people, we will not be offended. No, just ask us like, "Hey, look, so just making sure I'm using this term right here.
Are you
Is this
volunteering for
okay?"
the job?
Yes, please. Anytime.
Forward all your scripts to me, Kyle. I need to check them for accuracy.
Pretty much. So, if Zach in here were to check her, I'd be like, "I, you are forgiven." Like, and that would have made it so much better because I would take what you're saying, Jer. Like, oh, well, wouldn't it be accurate for that type of character to use something wrong and say something wrong in that sort of way because she's a valley girl? I'm like, yeah, if Zach checked her. But he
If
didn't.
Zach would have told her to take several seats.
Take all them seats. Okay.
See that busted piece of command center? Sit on it.
What?
Yeah, like,
sit on it.
Oh my gosh. What? Like, all right, Fonzie? Welcome back, Tata.
Like, oh my gosh. Go tell him to kick rocks.
Oh my goodness. But yeah, no, I mean, that was pretty much my biggest gripe with this part. But honest, everything else was just like legit. It was legit. Like this dude. I mean, I'm just for the Scorpina thing. I'm like, where did she go? Like, okay, she just disappeared. Like, I'm like, all right, whatever. But yeah, this black dragon, he was just like, yep, I got this crystal and I got the power coin. So I'm going to tap into this morphing grid and I'm going to be even more powerful because that's how I am. So I don't know. Like, his character can go either way. Because, like, I don't want anybody too overpowered. And then there's not an interesting way in which they defeat him. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Like, so, but it can go either way. But they've had a good track record so far. So.
Yeah. Well.
Do we grade the comics? Oh no, we don't. We just say like it's like we're gonna keep reading it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I grade it in my written review, but yeah.
Yeah, still solid. Still love Bulk and Skull side story.
Yeah, I don't.
It's two pages. Leave it alone.
I don't read them anymore. Like,
what?
Just,
but
Lieutenant Stone for life.
Yeah, he's friggin' jacked.
Lieutenant Stone is jacked.
I love it. But no, it's good. Like you can really see the long-term storyline starting to play out now. It's just a very good flow. Like they haven't introduced too much too soon. They've given us little pieces here and there, and now you can finally see it all coming to a head. Good stuff.
Although I'm not gonna lie, I also like once this particular story is wrapped up, I would kind of love an issue of just, and we kind of have like we had a talkie issue last time, but like a not crazy monster situation, but just the characters really talking to each other and really kind of decompressing. I always like those sort of episodes, and in this case, it would be an issue.
Where there's actual fallout.
Yeah. It's like, you know, like how in anime, they always have those, like, those episodes set between the big arcs that sort of act as, like, a breather.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down for that.
Yeah.
Well, and they always do that in, like, Super Sentai, where, like, they have some big thing goes down, and then the way they air the episode, it's always, like, right before the last stretch to the finale is holiday season. So it's like, oh, here's our funny Christmas episode, here's our funny New Year episode. Okay, now stuff's going to get real again. I like that.
Really reals.
Yes.
Reals. So, yeah. All right. Yeah, we're all going to keep reading, because that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And Pink is coming out?
Yeah, this series has been so delayed. Like, issue 3 is coming out now, and, like, original advertisements had, like, 5 coming out by now. So,
yeah.
Like, they've just been, I don't know what the whole story is behind it, because remember we saw that article about them hiring an extra writer? So, I don't know what the story is, but Pink has kind of been slogging along.
Sweetie, Pink is out.
yeah we to our listeners, you haven't heard any reviews from us about Pink on this show because it's just really painful for me to edit it. I'm just gonna be real. It's really like we recorded our review of the first one and it was just painful.
I think we should do a review once the series is over.
Yes.
When issue 6 comes out, we will finish it, and then we will give our
in overall 2018 when issue 6 comes out.
Yeah. So
it's a shame that this one might not be. I don't know. I mean, with all these delays, that can't help sales. I hope that doesn't. Because I was like, oh, what if other people get their own miniseries? And now I'm like, well, if they're going to be like this, then I don't want them. But
yeah, like, I mean, I think that's the thing is because we all really wanted it to be so much fun. We really were pulling for Pink to be a great series. And it's just not doing it yet for us. So who knows? Maybe the last couple issues will be amazing. And
sure,
maybe I'll sprout wings.
Yeah, and maybe Kimberly would get black urine.
And maybe Heckle we could become threatening again.
Yeah, that's a lot of
Yo, Scrap, Scrap Pink and do the 10,000 Years Ago miniseries. Do that one. Make that happen.
Yes. I want all the miniseries. Give me a Lord Zedd miniseries. Give me a Goldar miniseries. I don't care. I'll take it.
Something just make them good. Don't make them
suck. Just anything that took place before Day of the Dumpster. I want to see it.
Or, no. I will take anything that is pre-MMPR, like Season 1, Day of the Dumpster, or anything after MMPR. Like, where's some Zio comics? Let's make that happen.
Mm-hmm. See, now you're talking about
there you go.
Power Rangers, hey, Power Rangers Zio, issue number 2. Make it happen, boom. I still need to know how that story ended.